Okay, so it's not sounding good, at least for opponent or for people who support health care reform. Yesterday, we spoke to an opponent who said the law violated states' rights. Today, we want to speak with someone who's outside the court showing his support. He's James Collins. He's from New York City. He's with the statewide Senior Action Council there. But, Jim, it sounds as if you have a personal interest in this law.
My personal interest is not so much for myself, but I'm more interested in it as something that's going to protect my children and my grandchildren.
Yeah.
And other families' children and grandchildren. We're not greedy geezers. We're very concerned about the generations that follow us.
I understand that your grandkids were born premature. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean anything.
What I think of it is, my son-in-law had very good health insurance. So I'm certain this costs over $1 million. There's a lot of families that don't have such good coverage. This gives them that coverage.
You say your son is well covered. Has he had to use the insurance because of, little guys born premature? Is that?
Yes. They were in intensive care for a couple of weeks. They were in the hospital for a month. That was very, very expensive.
So having watched this, you're thinking you don't want just your grandkids to have it. You want others to have it.
All Americans should have this coverage. Everybody.
Yeah.
We're all in this together. This is what the other side doesn't see. They're all for themselves until they get sick if they don't have insurance.
Well, Jim, thank you so much for your thoughts and best to your little guys.
Thank you.
Jim Collins, outside the Supreme Court. Well, employers are watching today's deliberations as well. If the law is upheld, will employers stop offering health care for employees and opt to pay the penalties instead? Well, they might find that if they drop coverage, they have to increase wages to stay competitive. Chantal Sheeks of Buck Consultants has been advising companies. That's just one of the questions they've been asking. Chantal, welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
And let's start with the question of what employers should do about whether or not to even offer coverage. The law requires that states set up these insurance exchanges where private insurance companies compete for the business of the uninsured. Some of that coverage will be government subsidized. So, employers might be thinking, why not? Rather than share the burden of insurance with my employee, which I'm doing now, why not just shift that to the exchanges? What do you tell them when they ask?
Well, I think you can't say that there's a one-size-fits-all for each employer. For some employers, it may make more sense to drop the coverage, perhaps if you're a smaller employer or if you have a more transient workforce. For other employers, having the employer-provided coverage really is a retention tool and an attraction tool because you have more than just the health care coverage there. There are wellness programs and other supplemental programs that go with that. And there are certain industries that over time have expected to have the coverage with the employer.
You also tell your clients to do the math. Now, most companies with more than 50 employees would be hit with fines of $2,000 a worker if they drop the coverage completely. But then there's a little noted other penalty. Employers can be charged $3,000 per worker if they still offer insurance coverage, but even one employee finds it too expensive. So they go to the exchange by themselves. That employer can still be hit with a $3,000 penalty for that worker. So you advise employees to do the math.
Exactly. And you have to look at that. If you have a very low paid workforce, you're going to have to make a decision. Would it be cheaper for you to lower the cost of coverage for them or be hit with a penalty?
Right.
And it's really going to depend on the type of coverage that you have.
You have to do the math. Here's a question for you. And here's the thing. Here in Massachusetts, employers are only fined $295. Now, that's far less than the $2,000 penalty in the federal plan. So it would seem that Massachusetts employers would have had a lot of incentive to just drop insurance coverage and, let workers migrate over to the exchanges, get rid of them, not cover their benefits. But they didn't. Instead, in fact, what we've seen here in Massachusetts is that the number of employers offering coverage has increased from 70% in 2005 to 76% in 2010. Is there a lesson there for employers nationwide that some of this math and some of this morality, needs to be really thought through?
Well, I think that Massachusetts is a very unique state. Predominantly, when we think of Massachusetts, we think of it a high-tech center. educational centers, research centers, which traditionally have had long-term employment and are employing the types of individuals who expect that part of their package will be health care. So I'm not sure if we can necessarily use Massachusetts to predict what will happen in other states, such as states as California, Texas, other states that have a high percentage of agricultural workers and have a much different and diverse population.
You also talk about administrative concerns. They're not small, paperwork, employee questions. Basically, companies have to start getting ready.
Yes, and 2014 is much closer than what we think. I always like to joke with people, there's not the plan administration fairy who comes in at night and types all these up and puts them in the mail and doesn't charge you anything for them. There is a true cost of all of these additional notices, both to participants, to beneficiaries, and to the government, that has not truly been taken into consideration.
Chantal Sheikhs, one last question. Do you think that if the law struck down, companies will still offer some of the preventative screenings that come without copays or insurance coverage for the young adult children of employees up to the age of 26? Will they still keep doing that or cut them off? What are you hearing?
Well, one thing, I've been in this industry for some time. Once you give someone something, good luck trying to take it away.
Chantal Sheikhs of Buck Consultants. She's been talking to employers and businesses about what healthcare reform might mean to them. Chantal, thank you.
Thank you for having me.